Seven churches in Revelation. Revelation chapter 1 and Revelation chapter 3. While John was in Patmos Island, God gave him a vision. John heard a voice as loud as a trumpet saying, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Record down what I will show you and then send it to the seven churches in Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." Having heard the voice, John turned to see who was speaking to him. John saw the seven golden lampstands. The golden lampstand that is in the middle looks like the Lord Jesus Christ, clad in a long garment that reached to the feet, with a golden band on the chest, white hair, fiery eyes, feet as if made of brass, and his voice sounded like the waters. He was holding the seven stars with a double-edged sword coming out from his mouth, and his face shines like the sun. When John saw him, he fell down half dead. Then he put his hand on John and said, "Don't be frightened. I am the Lord Jesus Christ, who once lived on the earth and was dead and resurrected. I have the keys of the Hades. Record down the things I will show you. The seven stars that I am holding in my right hand represent the seven angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, the loveless church, I know you have persevered and toiled for my name's sake, but you no longer follow and abide in me, the Lord Jesus Christ. However, you have something that I like, that you hate the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. To the angel of the church of Smyrna, the persecuted church, I know you have been persecuted for me. You are poor yet rich in heaven. I know the lie of those people who say they are Jews but are not. Don't be afraid of this tribulation that you are about to face. Some of you will be thrown into the prison for my sake, but be faithful until death, and the crown of life will be awarded to you. To the angel of the church of Pergamos, the compromising church, I know you hold steadfastly to your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, who had martyred some among you. Nevertheless, there are some members in your church that hold on to the beliefs of Balaam, who asked Balak to curse the people of Israel to eat food sacrificed to the idols and commit sexual immorality. You also have some church members that hold on to the teachings of the Nicolaitans, which I loathe. Repent, or I will come very soon to fight against them with the sword in my mouth. To the angel of the church of Thyatira, the corrupt church, I know how you have served me with love and patience. Nevertheless, you have tolerated false prophets and allowed them to corrupt the church. To those who are still holding steadfastly to the doctrine, keep persevering until the end, and I will reward him. To the angel of the church of Sardis, the dead church, I know your works, that your church looks very spiritual on the outward, but it is not so inside. You can sing hymns and have very impressive church buildings, but your mind and heart has wandered far from God. Strengthen what is left in your church, because your works is not completed before God. Repent and hold fast to the faith you have when you first started out to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. To the angel of the church of Philadelphia, the faithful church, I know you have obeyed my word and not denied me before anyone. I will remember you and honor you before God, because you obeyed my command. I'm coming very soon. Keep persevering in your faith in me, and I will award you the crown of life. To the angel of the church of Laodicea, the lukewarm church, I know you were neither hot nor cold. You slumber in your materialistic spiritual stupor. You must come to realize that I am the provider of all your needs. Repent, therefore, and be enthusiastic and fervent in serving God. I am knocking at your door. If you hear me and open your door, then I will come in and be with you. If you overcome your lukewarm, I will let you sit with me on my throne.